Now you're talking, Whiskey.
Tommy, I'm going to ask you to stop whatever it is you're doing. What's going on here? What's going on here?
All right, Mishki Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Wild boar surprises couple in bed. True story. Ready? Word for word. From today's news. No embellishment. I'm just going to read it. Short little story. Put this in your little brain and let it swirl around. A rampaging wild boar wrecked an elderly German couple's afternoon nap when it broke into their house and leapt into bed with them before biting the man and fleeing. The wild boar expended considerable criminal energy in committing this act, said Utni Bort, spokeswoman for police in a western German town. Eyewitnesses told cops the boar crashed through a glass door at high speed before ramming open the couple's front door and leaving a trail of its blood in the unscheduled tour of their ground floor apartment. Police and local authorities conducted a search and gave up after no trace could be found of the errant swine, who they described as of medium stature and build. The 71-year-old man was not seriously injured. Maybe not physically. Maybe not physically. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that this fellow will never quite be the same again. See, I put myself in his shoes. Asleep in my comfortable and quiet St. Paul home, suddenly awakened by a charging wild boar who has broken in and is beelining for the bed as if as if on an animal assassination assignment of some sort. I'm never going to be as trusting of this world afterwards. I'm never going to be as trusting of my natural surroundings. I'm never going to quite get out of my mind the image of this creature up with me in the bed sheets, terrorizing me, snorting, bleeding, forcing me to address the question, am I awake? Or indeed in the midst of one of the most horrifying nightmares ever recorded? No, I'm not in the midst of a nightmare. You know how I know? Because this creature is tearing into me with his teeth, freeing me of the need to actually pinch myself. Guess I'll wake the wife and tell her what's going on. Honey, honey, rise and shine. There's a rampaging wild boar in bed with us. Honey, you know how sometimes a little junior has a bad dream and comes into bed with us? Well, this time it's a crazed mammal, and it's brought the bad dream with it. You'd think they'd add a little more to the story, like have wild boars in the past exhibited this kind of behavior? What kind of towns in Germany have wild boars running around them? Okay, it got into the apartment building. And then what? Got into the house and into this particular apartment and then went into the bedroom? Was it trained? Mission impossible. The UN today condemned the government of Idi Amin I'd like to talk about the coin-op laundry for a moment. You ever spend time thinking about the laundromat? I read last week that a couple got married in a laundromat. I don't know why they got married there, but that's where they chose to tie the knot, and I got to thinking about the laundromat. I think about laundromats often. I'm sure more than the average guy. And you know what I think of each time I think of the laundromat? I think of how it's the one place left, the last great place left, where it is impossible to feel cool. Where it is impossible to be and still feel cool. No one spending time in a laundromat can afford to worry about trying to look cool there. You cannot. No one has ever pulled it off. There simply is no way to pull it off. You're screwed if you're into looking cool. And I think at some point in all of our lives, we like to. Simply to experience it. And to avoid feeling uncool. But in a laundromat, you're out of luck. In a laundromat, you are not cool, you're not hip. There is nothing terribly appealing about your circumstances, your surroundings, your environment, or the project you're preoccupied with there. You're not a dork, but there is nothing cool about you in that space, which is why we need laundromats, and always will need laundromats, because people need some place where their cool is stripped from them and their humanity laid bare. And I don't wish hospice care on anyone. That would be the other alternative. The laundromat is where we can go to shed our phony skin, our phony skin, without having to go through a hospice situation. I don't know any other place. So here's to laundromats, whole damn show dedicated to laundromats everywhere. There's a fear with a lot of people that someday washing machines, dryers will be so cheap, so small, so compact, so easy to use, so inexpensive, everyone will have one, the laundromat will die. Hope not. Hope that never happens. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a good night. Back tomorrow, 8:00. This has been the Mischke Broadcast here at KSTP in good old St. Paul and a big time, Minneapolis. Sleep well.
From ABC News, I'm Paul James.